It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
And I'm Rick Pluta.
I couldn't be prouder of my wife, Michelle.
My wife is also a mom, and as I pointed out early on, she is a real champion and a fighter.
I am the man who accompanied Jacqueline Kennedy to Paris, and I've enjoyed it.
And thank you for that introduction, gentlemen. Indeed, this week we are talking political spouses.
There is a lot of politics behind the role of spouses in campaigns.
Right. For example, this week we saw Ann Romney speak about her husband Mitt at the Republican National Convention. We heard over and over again how her job was to quote unquote humanize him.
To take Mitt Romney from this to this.
She generally got good reviews for the speech.
But this business, Zoe, of where spouses fit into campaigns and political strategies is a tricky one.
Right. Campaigns, they tend to try and be careful. But again, it is a tricky game. You want to get a candidate's significant other, presumably the person who knows the candidate the best, out there in public making a case for their partner. But these spouses can become controversial.
Michelle Bachmann's husband and his counseling gay people on how to become straight. Just a few months ago, Obama advisor Hillary Rosen made a comment about how Ann Romney has, quote, never worked a day in her life. That poked a hornet's nest. There are just certain things you can say about a candidate that you cannot say about their spouse.
Right. We can remember that famous question from the 1988 presidential campaign when debate moderator Bernard Shaw asked then-Governor Michael Dukakis this doozy.
If Kitty Dukakis were raped and murdered, would you favor an irrevocable death penalty for the killer?
Many argued that it was Dukakis's sort of passionless answer to this question that cost him the election. Others to this day, though, argue that the question was totally out of line.
What to do when a spouse becomes an issue in a campaign? Part of it. Well, in 1992, Bill Clinton went on the attack during a primary against critics of Hillary Clinton.
I don't care what you say about me, but you ought to be ashamed of yourself for jumping on my wife.
Which brings us to the race in the 103rd State House District in northern Michigan, where Democratic challenger Lon Johnson is trying to unseat first-term Republican incumbent Bruce Rendon.
Rendon sent out a fundraising letter that calls attention to the fact that Johnson's wife is Juliana Smoot.
She is one of the people running President Obama's re-election campaign and kind of a superstar of Democratic politics. The letter calls attention to, among other things, Smoot's connections to wealthy Democratic donors.
And so this week, Johnson released a letter that calls on his Republican opponent to lay off his wife.
Johnson writes, "The debate around the issues and problems facing the voters of the 103rd District must always be conducted in an honest and direct fashion between us." Johnson continues, "My wife, Bruce, is not one of those issues."
Wait, Rick, this is sounding familiar.
Sidney Ellen Wade has done nothing to you, Bob. She has done nothing.
Zoe, who is Sidney Ellen Wade?
The president's girlfriend. I mean, Michael Douglas's girlfriend, played by Annette Bening in one of my all-time favorite movies, The American President. See, Michael Douglas plays President Andrew Shepard, and he's getting attacked by rival Bob Rumson. Rumson has been making an issue out of the widowed president's new girlfriend.
Oh, right. I remember that movie. And Michael Douglas, I mean, President Shepard, decides he's not going to take it anymore, just like Lon Johnson.
Exactly. Here. Give me a little more Johnson.
Okay. How dare you attack my wife when you have constituents with these serious issues every day?
If you want to talk about character and American values, fine. Just tell me where and when and I'll show up. This is a time for serious people, Bob, and your 15 minutes are up.
Instead of attacking another man's wife, I challenge you to spend your time putting the people of northern Michigan ahead of the interests of your corporate allies and party bosses.
If you want a character to debate, Bob, you better stick with me, because Sidney Ellen Wade is way out of your league.
Now, that's the movies. What Lon Johnson is doing here is trying to essentially force an agreement that the fact that his wife is a senior official with President Obama's campaign won't be an issue in Johnson's campaign for state representative. In the absence of that, make Bruce Rendon look like a bully if he does. Republicans are anxious to push that association, but at the same time, they can't make it look like they're picking on Johnson's wife instead of the guy who's actually running.
Rick Pluta is the very presidential Lansing Bureau Chief of the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio and way out of your league.